cliffcentral.com.
What up? It's your girl Simpy Ezamam Tetwa, and you know I never roll solo. I have the beautiful, talented, opinionated, and my partner in crime, the one and only. Give it up for your girl, Balissa.
Hey.
How you doing, girl?
I'm so angry.
Why are you angry?
Because of this guy that didn't come.
Ish our guest, ne?
Ish. I'm so angry.
Yeah, hey, so we had a guest lined up, and brother man, 40 minutes before the show, actually hit us up on WhatsApp and it was like, nah, he can't make it anymore. But because we are woke, we're able to prepare another show for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, because we are just those girls. Yeah, man, are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah. So, it's back to school on the 11th of Jan 2017. And we decided, hey, let's talk about some of our first day at school, primary, high school, varsity. And let's talk about school in general, you know?
Yeah.
Our memories, advice, friends, boyfriends, homework, you know, everything. Yeah. And Balissa, you want to start off with your first day?
My first day at school.
Yeah.
Primary.
Yes.
So, like, you know, when you go in your first day at primary, you go with your parents, they're walking you, they're taking pictures. I don't have that.
Oh, wow.
First day in primary, I went alone.
Oh, okay.
My mom was working, so she was like, oh, Balissa, you'll just go alone. You'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen. And I went alone. And then, but it was okay. It was normal. Like, I was like, why do you have to bring your parents anyway? So I, like, yeah. So I got used to the school. I got friends real quick. And then.
You're that girl.
Well, semi that girl. And then my. For high school, I didn't want to go with anyone. I was like, I'll go alone. Don't come with me. I'm old enough now, so I know 1, 2, 3. So please stay at home. I went alone. My first day at high school was so much fun.
Wow, why?
Because most of my friends, well, I was alone. Most of my friends went to different schools from primary. So they all went to different schools. And I was alone, and I had to make new friends. Which was hectic. I think as you grow, it's very hard making friends or getting to know people. It's a mission. Mm. So yeah, that was hard for me. But yeah, it was okay. But I enjoyed my tertiary first day. I didn't go to any orientation days.
Wow.
So we had 3 orientations.
Mm-hmm.
I think schools opened on a Monday, so we had to go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I was not there. People come back. Yo, we were swimming. We're doing this. We got to know one. I was like, bye, y'all. I'm going on my first day. First day, I didn't know my class.
What?
I didn't have a time. Because they gave them the orientation day. Because I was in there. I didn't have my class. I didn't know my class. I didn't have textbooks.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have nothing. I was just that girl just standing there. Like, I'm waiting. Going to the office. Getting papers. Yeah, it was my tertiary was fun because I had to. So I skipped classes, first day classes. I skipped all of them. I didn't go to class. By the time I got my things, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. People were leaving. I'm like, I'm not going to stay alone. Rather go home.
Wow. Wow. I never knew the side of you, Balissa. What primary school did you go to?
I went to Moerster Primary School.
Ooh. La Prat Afrikaans, eh?
Afrikaans school, bruh.
Yeah,
deep within.
And then high school?
High school, I went to Wordsworth High School.
Okay, shout out.
Yes, shout out, Wordsworth. Yeah, I went to Wordsworth.
And then varsity?
I didn't go to a university. Because okay. It's hard. Like, I can't deal with crowds.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be difficult for me. So I went to a college, Boston Media House.
Shout out.
Yes, so I went there. I was like, okay, fine. At least we know each other. I know who's in class A, B, or C, or D. So I was okay with that. I can't deal with crowds.
Wow.
That's not me.
You're interesting.
Wow. That's a first. How was your first day?
Yo, I have a story for my first day, primary stees. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, I stay with my grandmother and my sister.
Okay.
And my sister is 8 years older than me. So she was in high school when I started varsity. She was it was her first day in high school.
When you started primary?
No? Yeah, when I started primary.
Okay.
So she was, she caught a ride with this family.
Okay.
Right? And they were white. Yabo. So they're like, no, there's space for your little sister. So it was myself, it was my sister, it was Shireen, and it was Terrence, her younger brother. Now, Terrence went to primary and he was in grade 7. Yabo.
Okay.
So we're going to the same primary and he was in grade 7. So they dropped us off. And because he knew the school, he walked with me to my class and he was like, oh, this is your teacher, this is the class.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sure for a good 3 years, people thought I was adopted. They thought I was... Because what happened was, Terrence would come after school to fetch me so we could go to the car. And his grandmother used to fetch us because, primary schools come out earlier than high school.
Yeah.
So no one ever saw my sister or my grand. They always saw me hanging out with this white family. And people were like, your sons, are you adopted? And I'm like, nah, I'm so black. And they're like, no, is this your brother? And I'm just like, no, guys. And only after, I think, on his evening when they saw my grand, when I was like, oh, this is my grand, this is my sister. People are like, oh,
wow.
There was transport. This. Yes. So, yeah, that and I, first day, footy. I remember sharing the story with my grand. So we get to the class and, in primary, you don't change. You have the same kids.
Yeah.
So we're there and the teacher's telling us, no, this is the rules, this is your ABCs, teaching us. We had break, I think it was after break, where there was this one boy, I'll never forget him, Dion.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers kept keep quiet, keep quiet. I wanted that, no, this keep quiet is not working. So she was like, Dion, come here. And in front of the class, spanky, spanky. I was speechless. I never knew that kids could get it. So that was my first day, spanky spanky steez. Yo, I was traumatized. I was like, yo, granny, they smack, they beat. So yeah, that was
wow.
People think I'm adopted.
People are getting spanked.
They're getting spanked. So yeah, I went to Frey Park Primary.
Mm.
It was a really cool school. I loved that school. And then I went to Sunwood Park High. Majority of the people that were at Fure actually came to Sunwood. Mm-hmm. So I can't really remember my first day because I feel like I was just with friends from primary. And then we just seeing the school and seeing the older boys, seeing the senior kids do whatever. And we were just like, oh my gosh. But you could tell that we were grade 8s because we had these baza bags. They were huge. We had all our textbooks because we hadn't...
Covered.
Yes, we haven't covered what's actually, that you don't bring all your books. You don't bring all your textbooks.
Yeah.
High school, guys. Yeah, man. My bag was so light. After grade 8. And then varsity. Oh, my word. I went to Regenesis Business School.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a private school. So it was a very intimate class.
Yeah.
There was about 30 of us first year.
Yeah.
It was a one-day orientation. And it was so weird because I went there thinking I'm going to see gang loads of white people, gang loads of white brothers, because I was on that tip.
Because you're looking.
I'm looking for that white vanilla man. Yes. And Dololo. I'm sure there were three white guys.
Are you serious?
And they never came to class. Ah, oh, I was I want my money back, but
So you went there for
no? Obviously, yeah. I had checked them out, and it's actually one of the best business schools to go to.
Let's hope Granny's not listening.
No, we had no the school. So what we did, when I matriculated,
mm-hmm.
before even my sister, I was very adamant that I don't want to go to VITS.
Okay,
and I was adamant that I actually do want to pursue media, but they were like, my child, get a proper degree. So what we did was we actually Googled the faculties and where each varsity is ranked.
Okay.
So for instance, if take VITS, it might be ranked the top varsity in SA.
Yeah.
But in terms of, for instance, business.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not ranked the best. So that's what we did. And then we realized, no, Regenesis is the one. Let me go there. And it's actually ranked one of the best business schools. But seriously, like, I really thought I'm going to be with, like, the rich kids. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to meet the white brothers. I thought my life was going to be upgraded. Gandhi.
You wanted to be adopted again.
Guys,
look at you now.
Dreams. But yeah, that's my story.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Yeah, I was that girl.
You're just that adopted girl.
Yeah, yo, guys. And still to this day, some people that know me from primary, they're like, yeah, how's your brother? I'm like, brother? What brother?
Do you still talk to that guy though?
No. No, we don't. I mean, shortly afterwards, because, I mean, that transport situation stopped, then I started taking the bus.
Okay.
To school. And then from busties, I started taking taxis because it was actually not that far from my house.
Okay.
I could even walk to school and walk back.
Oh, type of yeah. Oh.
So it was like, at home, they're like, so cool, Lile Manj.
You can do it on your own.
You can do it on your own. So I was like, oh, okay, all right, thank you very much. So, yeah.
So what do you miss the most about school?
I miss my friends. I miss, like, especially in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate and blessed enough to be friends with girls that we didn't gossip about each other. We didn't backstab. We weren't trying to pull each other down.
Yeah.
We were crazy. Yes, we made fun of each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure they made fun of me every day with my small hands and my height. But it was just all love. Like, we pushed each other academically, socially. You know, I really felt like I was part of the most coolest, like, the cool kids.
Yeah.
And even though we didn't necessarily have cool kids around, I felt like those are my ride or dies. And shout out to the squad.
Was it high school or primary?
High school. Well, I mean, let me put it like this. Janelle and Gugu, I had known primary stees. And then I met Charlie, Mnoto, Kwezi. In high school,
okay,
in grade 8, and we kind of all just merged. We are like this one big. I think in grade 8 there was a point where there's like 20 of us chilling together.
Damn.
It was a big squad, and then over the years it became smaller and smaller, and then in matric we realized there's like 8 of us. We survived. Yes.
Wow.
we're the last man standing. That is, yeah. So that's what I miss most about my friends, seeing them every day. And that thing of, what am I going to hear today?
Mm-hmm.
I had friends, we didn't necessarily bunk,
mm-hmm.
but they were a bit of rebels, if I could say, you know. They knew the principal's office, you know, but they were cool. They were awesome people. This one's for you. Okay. I miss y'all. Thank
shout
you.
Shout out. Rent.
Where now? What do you miss?
I miss the stressless life.
Yes.
Cause when you're at school, you don't care. You know you're gonna be spoon fed. I mean, they're gonna give you homework today. If you don't do it tomorrow, you get answers like boom.
Oh yes.
I miss that life. I'm not stressed about school, like anything. Money, I know if I need this amount to do this, then I know I've got it. You're not stressing about clothes. Oh my god, what am I gonna wear tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Uniform.
You're wearing uniform. I miss the stressless life. I just miss waking up in the morning and someone is stressing about me to get ready and to go to school. When I get to school, someone is stressing about me to pass. I just miss that. I had cool friends.
Are you still friends with them now?
I'm friends with only two of them. We were a group of girls in high school, mm-hmm. and we had that gossip each other type of friendship. There was this thing of Istina, which is taking someone's girlfriend.
Yeah,
boyfriend
man.
And stuff. So there was dads in the squad. So you date this guy, I would hear about it. Now I want your boyfriend. And then I take him. And then tomorrow we are still friends. So there was just dads in the crew. And
that girl, that was messy.
Yo, it was too much. So I think thing is, me not being friends with them now is because of that as well. And the fact that there's always, oh, now she thinks she's better. Now she's, you know. So that's why I just moved away from that squad. But yeah, that's what I enjoyed the most about. And I could bunk classes. Like, I never went to, in high school, I never went to school on Mondays and on Fridays.
What?
I was never at school. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I was at school. But Monday and Friday, I was never at school.
You do realize your parents are going to download this podcast. I'm just saying.
I'm like,
you know, like, is that, it safe to start confessing now? Is it?
But they knew, because my mom would leave in the morning and she'd ask me, "Man, how is Golong?" I'm like, "Shh, not today. Why? We're not doing anything on Mondays and Fridays, so I might as well." Wow. I promise you. And sometimes I'll be late for class or for school. Like, they used to lock the gate at 7:45. I'd get there at 22 or 7:45, and then the principal would be like, no, you're not going to class. First hour, you'll be sitting in the quad. So we'd kneel in the quad, and it's, yeah, so we just kneel there. 1 hour, you missed the first period. That was my life.
I remember in high school, there was a time where our principal did something similar. So we had this place called The Cage,
yeah.
Right? So we had like a lot of, I'd basically say, field.
Yeah.
So it was almost, and this particular place, it was literally the entire perimeter was Bekoni fence.
Okay.
So they could literally open the gates, close it, and then whoever is in there would be locked in. So okay. What they did was, for late comers, they'd send them there in the morning to miss the first period. Trying to reduce the late coming, guys, it got worse because we're all like, "Oh, I don't want to go to this lesson." So we're all planned to be like, "No, we're coming in late." No, so we can all chill by the cage. The first morning, like, and the thing is, people would smoke their weed. People would get like,
it was messed up.
So it was just, oh, I missed the cage, guys. Like, we did now and again. I'm not admitting to anything. But yeah, there was the cage.
High school was mad fun. I think in my whole schooling life, high school was fun. I never did home. Okay. I didn't like accounting. So I liked accounting in grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
So in grade 10, when I was choosing my subjects,
yeah.
I was like, I'm passing accounting and with good marks. Let me just do it. I did accounting. So I did accounting.
The lies we tell ourselves.
Bruh. Okay, let me do it. And I'm not a person that likes to study, so I don't like studying. I'd rather be in the class, listen to whatever you say, then when I go write my exams or test, whatever, I'm going to remember what you said and I'm going to write.
Oh, okay.
So I don't go home and practice things. And so, but because my mom was like, physics, you like it. Why science? I was like, yes. Plus, I wanted to be a forensic analyst. I'm like, yes, I need physics. I need pure maths. I need accounting. I need biology. Yeah. I need... Ha! I get there. I'm like, yo. Your physics showed me flames. Accounting, I never used to do accounting. I never used to do my homework. So there was this other Indian guy. Yo, that guy was smart. So in the morning, every morning, if we have accounting, we'd go to him, borrow his book, copy everything he wrote. When we get to class, how did you do your homework? Yes. What's the answer? Here's my book. That's what I used to do. And in grade 9, for social science, I hated geography with my whole entire body, mind, soul, heart. I hated geography so much. In SS, we'd borrow from some other girl, we'd borrow her book. And our SS teacher didn't read anything. She didn't care. She would mark with according to who you are and if your writing is neat. So my friend and I would borrow that girl's book, copy everything. That girl we borrowed from would get 18. My friend would get, because her writing was horrible, so she'd get but my 5 or something. I'd get the highest because I'm neat, I'm using color, my book.
Wow, Balaza.
I'd get to class and I was wearing amatafis. I used to wear amatafis. So you'd polish them and they'd shine. Every day my shoes would shine. When I get to SS, I'm sitting there while the teacher is busy. I didn't eat break time. I don't eat. I eat in class. Polish my shoes when I'm done and relax. 1 hour. I'd just be relaxed in class. and thinking about my life and second break.
Wow. I remember I had like almost a love-hate relationship with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bass and she was female. So every time she'd be like, keep quiet. I remember those days. I enjoyed her classes. Purely based on the fact that she was one of those teachers that would embarrass their kids, the learners,
yeah.
By their mark. So they'll be like, Balesa, stop talking. This is why you're getting a 40% type of steez. But when it came to me and my friends, because we always like, you know, when you're with friends, Indaba, you just always have to talk, pour your heart out to your friend. She could not say anything about us because she'd be like, Sabira, keep quiet. Like, okay, man.
Wow.
Like, you can't say, oh, be like, keep quiet. Your portfolio is not done. Okay, hand in my portfolio. How much did you get? 80%.
Boom, baby.
And then the only thing, so what used to happen, what she used to do is move me around. Yeah, but and be like, okay, well, you sit next to your friend, sit next to that. And because being me, whoever I sat next to, we had a party, papa.
Wow.
I'd be that girl like, how you doing, Lusaho? Oh, okay. Like, okay, I see you. Are you good? I'm good. How's your holiday? What were you doing? They should move me. I moved, I'm sure, like 5 or 6 times in that class. And every time I moved, I was just getting to know people. But I miss her. Shout out to you, Miss Ndlela. Yes.
Hey, name dropping.
Yes. Because the reason why I'm name dropping is because my grand's maiden surname is Ndlela. So I was like, we are family. We are family.
We're going to discuss it with funeral.
But yeah, but I miss that teacher. Keep quiet.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm doing the bass thing right.
No,
I'm not. Okay.
No, let go.
Sharp. Matric dance. Did you go?
Yes.
How was it? What? Who did you go with?
Firstly, our school didn't allow outsiders.
Oh.
And I didn't like any other guys at school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really not a fan of this dating. Be my date. Yeah, let's... It's not my thing. So I went to... Well, I went with my friend. Because anyway, those guys are going to look ugly. So we might as well go together and be hot.
Wow.
So yeah, I went with my friend... matric was fun. I think the whole process of getting ready, getting your dress, getting your shoes and everything is fun. And then you go to a matric dance. It's like 2 hours of me stressing about my hair, who's going to do my makeup. And I could have just relaxed because everything was, you know. But yeah, I think the preparations of the whole matric, they were fun. Like going to fitting. You know, we're not used to these... I'm going to fit my dress thing. We're not used to that. So it felt like celebrity. I'm going to fit my dress. I need to go get my shoes at the shop.
Oh, wow.
I need to do my hair. I need to do that. Oh my God, I need a car to get me there and it needs to match my dress. So that was my life.
Wow. I have to admit, I realized something about myself. I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yeah,
like 5% owned of a control freak. So what happened was a matric, you know, they said at our school they moved our matric dance till the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So after exams, first week of December, they were like, you'll have your matric. Let me start off by saying they sold us lies, okay? Because the principal was like, no, let's have it at school. We have more than enough space to actually host the matric dance at the school. And they're like, there's going to be a marquee. There's going to be red carpets. It's going to be everything and proper. And they're like, if you look at matric dances overseas-wise, they all have it at their school.
Yeah.
And we're like, true. You know, we could... And they're like, no, we guys are going to get you the best-ish. And one of the people that were organizing the matric, our matric dance, she had a son in matric. So she was like, no, guys, my son is doing matric. Like,
I can't do you wrong.
I can't do you wrong because then I'm doing... So we believed those lies. Okay, lies. They just got us a white tent. There was no red carpet on the grass. Our heels were sinking in. It was bad, y'all. Okay, that was the actual day. Leading up to the day, I took a friend of mine, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And Benyimtshela, like on some, you can't have this hairstyle, you can't relax, I don't want no mohawks, I don't want a suit that's oversized. He needed to get his suit tailored. I told him I don't want any funny colors. I wanted, like, if like get a black, classic black look. I told him, no sneakers. If he's going to wear sneakers, only I'm an all-star that are clean. So I told my date, like, yo, homie, I love you lots, but you got to look good because you're going with me.
Damn, girl.
I went to the designer about like 3-4 months before because, you know.
You need to get it right.
And I had already decided that I'm not going to wear a dress. I'm going to wear a jumpsuit. Okay. So we had an idea. We sat down with the designer. I feel you, girl. I see the vision. I was like, I don't want to do my hair. It's going to be too expensive. I want a dog. And I want heels. I want this. She was like, okay. And that was like, and then I saw her maybe 2 weeks afterwards for the sketching of how it's going to be. Sharp. And then she went MIA. You know, but I wasn't stressed because we've seen her work before. We've worked with her before. So I was like, chilled. About a week before my matric dance, I was starting to ask my sister, hey, what's going on? I haven't gone for fittings. I'd not gone for fittings, not even once. About 3 days before my matric dance, I went for my first fitting. And mind you, this is a different designer because now she's passed the workload and she said, no, she can't do my jumpsuit anymore because she has too many clients. And we're like, skip up on my what? Otini? Like, come
damn
again.
Girl.
So she paired us up or linked us up with another designer who was also busy because it's November now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're busy, giddy, spring weddings and whatnot. So they're like, we hella busy. And I'm like, this is my matric dance, y'all. Like, so they did the first thing. So that was my first fitting 3 days before. On the actual day of my matric dance, I was still, my jumpsuit was still being sold on because it was big and they had to trim it and make sure that it sits well. And then I got home. When I got home, I told my date he can't be late. Yeah, but it was like at 6, he arrived at my house at like 5:30. That's the time I got home.
I was like,
yo, homie, you just gotta have to wait a bit. Because I was getting literally, luckily I didn't have to do my hair.
Yeah.
It was a quick shower, got into my jumpsuit, and then my makeup. Now I told her I don't want to look like somebody I don't know. I wanted to look natural.
Okay.
So that was also fast. So I think we left the house at 6. I wasn't that late because we were like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
But that was the drama with my matric dance.
Shit. That was messed up.
I know, but I still look good, girl. You'd never say yes. I got my money's worth, though.
So, talking about matric dance.
Yes.
Let's talk about the power of social media. Remember last year, there was a girl trending where she asked a certain celebrity to sponsor her for her matric dance dress.
Yes.
And that trended because the celebrity said, no,
focus on books.
Yes, focus on your results and forget about matric dance.
To just briefly touch on that, just on what the celeb said. I was like, if I know me, I was one of those kids that being papa, I was like a person that would do their homework in class and during class, but when it came to my academics, I'd make sure that I pass well.
Yeah.
So I tweeted her. And she replied with that. I was going to be like, you don't know how much, you don't know if I'm passing well.
Yes.
You don't know my results. You're assuming that I'm failing. Mm. Whereas had that chick, the chick that had said to her, no, I'm actually I'm an A student. I'm in top 10. It was going to be like, boom, bam.
It was
going to
be a different ballgame.
It was going to be such a clap. And that was my thing, that she could have, all I want, I don't care if she said yes or no. I don't care, you know. All I say is that a person is allowed to dream. And she's allowed to ask and want to feel like a $1 million person. But if you're going to say no because you don't want to.
Don't be adding other stuff.
Don't add other stuff about my results because I'm the type of person, I think, based on my character, you'd think, oh, okay, Sims, maybe. And then you see my results and you'd be like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. But I've noticed that this year, so that happened last year.
Yeah,
this
and,
year,
and she was attacked. Babes was attacked.
Yeah, it was trending
the whole time.
Yes, but this year I see people now tweeting their results, their matric results.
Yes.
On some, I've passed with 5 distinctions. I need a bursary, a scholarship in order to actually pursue further education.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because last year it was like, no, I would never do that. I'd never post.
But some people did get sponsorships and bursaries with Twitter.
When?
Was it 2016. Okay. I think that's when Twitter became a big thing. Because people would just tweet, so my sister passed and we don't have money to take her to school. These are our results. Because that was, last year was the first time Bonang actually gave someone money to go to school.
That was actually one of my followers. And I saw that tweet when I think it was like, had 5 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And I loved what the tweet said. She said, you know, she's looking for someone who will pay her fees and she'll pay them back by passing well.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that because you're not saying, okay, pay for my fees and I'll do ABC. You're literally saying, I need money for my fees to carry on and I'll make sure that I pass by passing well. And that's when, like, and then after a few hours, I saw, I'm like, oh, and then Bonang was like, oh, DM me your details. And I was like, you go, girl. Like,
you know?
And after that, it made me think, like, okay, well, I need someone to pay my fees. Like, am I brave enough to tweet that? Like, are you brave enough to go out there and tweet, hey, I would like a bursary or I'd, you know, that whole tweeting.
I don't think I'm that brave. I think with other people, with me, I'm not brave. I think that would be like the last resort. I think we need to discuss it with the family, sit down, have tea, coffee, cakes. And then we sit down with the family and we discuss it like way forward. And then after, I think that would be like the last step. Like go to my school and explain how we're going to pay it first. You know, unlike just going on Twitter. Because yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, this other woman was saying on Twitter, she tweeted that she lost her job. Her child is going to grade 2. The fees are 6.5 per year. And she needs someone to help her on Twitter and stuff. People are like, did you go to that school and explain the situation? Girl's like, no, but I need someone to help me, whatever. I think people also on Twitter, as powerful as it is with helping people, people also need to understand that not everyone is going to help you.
Yeah.
Because some people would tweet today, I need help. 3 years after, I still need help. I mean, they helped the first time.
Yeah, you need
do something and then help other people. Let's grow like that. But now you can't be, we can't all be helping you every time. It's you tweeting us, help me with this. Like this other girl who was tweeting about a postgrad. They helped her to get her degree. Now she wants to do a postgrad. Go work. And then you can sponsor yourself to get that postgrad. You can't be sitting at home and being like, I need this. I need, till when?
Yeah, I mean, also the trend of showing graduates doing jobs that I think they were a bit overqualified to do. Like the one picture where she had graduated, but she was sweeping.
Oh yes,
the road. I think that was also one of the biggest things on Twitter to say, hey, yes, I am passing, but I'm not getting that job, or so I'll take this instead. And I feel like, at the end of the day, Twitter, in as much as it helps people, you know, you get retweets and eventually someone will see and be like, I want to help you. Twitter is still a very mean place.
Hey.
It's extremely mean. And I feel like I'm not at a point where I want to start trending. I'm not ready for my name at Zim Tetwa to trend, be it for whatever. It can be. Yes, I'd love to train for a good reason, but you know you're gonna get those people that are gonna try and pull a sister down and just be like, oh, you can't afford. That's how you're on. But and the funny thing is, I think people also, the way they clap back would be like, oh, you want us to pay for your school fees, but you have an iPhone, you have a MacBook, oh, you live in the burbs, but you can't afford this. And it's like, varsity is expensive. Buying textbooks, accommodation, maintaining that lifestyle of okay, you need to pay for accommodation, you need to buy grocery, you need clothes. I mean, we're talking about it that in high school, we're wearing uniform all day, every day.
You don't have to stress about that.
Yeah, people are seeing you on the weekends only. So you could you could have repeated that gene 60 times.
They won't know.
People will not realize. Now you're in varsity and you need everyday clothes. Yeah. You need some. It's just so expensive. And I'm just like, props to everybody that actually like tweets and says, because I retweet it because I'm like, I wish I was that brave. I wish I could be like that girl that would be like, I need help.
Like really retweet every, like,
not every, the ones I see.
Yeah, if, but I'm saying if someone is asking for help, like I need
school,
like I need to pay my fees, please help me. Or I just passed matric with 5 distinctions, please help me.
Do you I retweet that if I see it on my personal. If I don't see you, I'm sorry, boo. And I'm also one to like, I kind of also check what you've been tweeting. So this is what I do as well. I'm gonna go on your timeline and see what you've been tweeting, because you get chicks that are gonna be like, I need help, I need this, and then they're gonna just, their tweets are so rubbish. Like it's in terms of, like, if I was a potential employer or a potential person to want to say, hey, I'll sponsor you, based on your tweets, I would not. So I also look at that.
Oh, okay.
So I look at, what are you saying to the world? Because that's important. If you're like, screw this, screw that, and then next minute you...
You want help from us.
I'm like...
Who are you?
Come again?
Who are you?
Like, you know, and I think that's what people need to also understand, that yes, in as much as you're asking for help, there are people that are doing a background check on you via your Twitter account, via your Facebook, via your Instagram. You know, you have Insta models and they're like, okay, well, this chick is clearly, she's doing this.
Yeah.
You know, clearly she knows how to make money. She don't need my money.
Yes.
She don't need it.
Yes.
So she'll be fine. And hey, and I wonder, I'd love to ask, I see people get like 4,000 retweets, but do they eventually get someone who will sponsor them?
Some don't.
You know what I mean? You got
it's just that retweet, because at least I did something.
Yes, that's me. I'm like on some, well, at least I retweeted. I don't have the funds, but maybe someone on
on who my follow, timeline,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And you know what I mean? So do they all get funded? Do they all?
I think now I'm a bit skeptical with just retweeting everything and retweeting people who want help, because some people don't want help. They're just doing it for the fun of it.
So it's a modern way of begging.
Yes, like it's one of those things. Ah, let me just do it because Smang Mang did it. Let me just try my luck. So it's just a game to other people, and now they're making people who really need it look bad.
Yeah,
because now it's gonna be these people are always asking for help.
Yeah.
Let's move on. They're probably lying. Let's move on. Yeah. You know? So I don't retweet anymore.
Oh.
I used to retweet, but now like, these people are just playing. Because everyone on Twitter wants to be famous. Everyone on Twitter wants to have followers. Everyone on Twitter wants 1, 2, 3. They wanna be, you know? I'm like, guys, chill with your tweeters. With your Twitter.
So who I even run away?
Ish.
Yeah. But that's what we had to share about, like, high school, primary,
varsity,
the power of Twitter. You know, we always woke. But we also decided, you know what, since we've shared our pearls of wisdom, our memories, that we should also allow you guys into our world and get to know who Balissa is.
And who Simpiwe is.
Yes, just a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a young teaser so that, you know, next time we do another podcast, you'll be like, these girls.
I know them.
I know them. So show us up, because you're on radio. So, yeah, but this is going to hit me up with some questions. I'll hit her up with some questions. And
be quick with answering the questions.
Okay, I'll try not to think about them and lie.
Like some people who are supposed to be here and they lied.
Let's not go there.
Anyway, first question. Who is Simpiwe?
She is a young, black, God-fearing, ambitious female.
Complete the sentence. I live in a world where...
People are so judgmental. I live in a world where people are so judgmental that it's hard for people to be themselves.
Hmm. What's the one thing that you are bad at?
I am bad at texting back. I'm a bad communicator.
What were you like in 2012?
Yo, 2012, I was in grade 11, so I was probably stressing about getting my honors blazer. I was very focused because the year before that, I didn't get it. And I was like, oh, hell no. So in 2012, I was very focused on getting my honors blazer.
Three words that sum up your values.
Strong. Strong, passionate. Loud.
Favorite color?
To be politically correct, I don't have a favorite color. I have a favorite shade, which is gray.
Whoa.
Yes, I got. I remember a friend of mine asked me this question, and he went to NSA, and I was like, oh, gray. And he was like, no, boo boo. That's not a color. That's a shade.
Wow. Are you more into looks or brains?
Oh, both. Can I have both? I like a guy that has something upstairs, you know, who can string a sentence or two. But looks help as well.
I'm just saying. Do you usually stay friends with your exes?
Yeah. Let's leave it there.
Last. Are you confrontational?
Hell no. No, I'm not. I'll pray for you instead.
Would you rather go to a play or musical?
I hate people singing, so I'd go to a play. Yeah.
If you could take only three items with you to a deserted island, what would they be?
My Bible, number one. Swimming costume, number two. And a good-looking man, number three.
When you gonna get a man?
Okay, your turn, Balissa.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go. If you could take only three items with you to a deserted island, what would they be?
One, my Bible. Two, my DJing equipment. Three, my cell phone.
Where are you gonna DJ? Where are you plugging in, girl? Like, okay. Would you rather go to a play or a musical?
A musical.
Why?
I'd rather listen to music and people singing rather than hearing them talking all the same time.
Okay. Are you confrontational?
Yes, sometimes.
You look like the type. Just saying. Do you usually stay friends with your exes? Can I guess this answer?
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
No.
You're lying. I do.
You, the same one that thinks men are trash. You're going to stay with your in communication with your exes.
I do actually. Like, have them on my phone and WhatsApp. We talk all the time.
This is why. This is why you think men are trash. Stop it, girl. Are you more into looks or brains?
First time you see someone, you're attracted by their looks, right? And then
stop justifying your answer.
when you have a conversation with the person, it's the brains. So therefore, in conclusion of all of this,
stop giving me answers that are. I want an answer. Looks or brains? Give me an answer.
Looks.
Okay.
And then brains
will
sort out after.
To all the good-looking men out there. I've not forgotten about creating an app for Balissa. I'm just saying. You know, there's still good men around. I'm just saying, okay? Favorite color?
Just one?
Oh, you can have more than one.
White.
Okay.
And pink.
White is a shade.
Ah! Okay.
Now I'm just
okay.
You know, I need to share the knowledge.
Now,
did you know it?
One sec. 1%
Did you
of
know
my brain has been brain
dead. Black, white, and grey are not colours. They are shades. Shout out to you, fam, that taught me all of this.
It's okay.
Okay. Three words that sum up your values. Think about it now. Think about it. It's happening.
Yo. Difficult. Faithful.
Okay.
Yes. Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Okay.
And ish, I don't know.
You number three is I don't know. Ish. No, but I want to answer. You gave me two words.
Reliable.
Reliable. Okay. What were you like in 2012 when the world was coming to an end?
2012, I was doing my first year at BMH. I was a mess. One, I didn't know. My intention when I went there, I was like, first year is for having a good time. But then first year showed me flames and I started concentrating and realizing that back at home I left a mess. So I can't be failing and not passing and stuff because they are spending a lot of money on me. So I need to get my shit together. So yeah, my first year was me just getting to know myself and...
The girl has grown up, y'all. Did you hear those bars? Did you hear that? Hey, wow, man. What's the one thing that you are utterly, extremely bad at?
Holding a conversation.
Ah,
I'm
Lies.
I promise you, I'm the worst.
Lies.
I'm the worst person.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Give me another one, cause we held down those conversations.
Honestly, like I'm bad. Okay. I'm bad with conversations and.
Yeah. Are you bad with small talk or just like the overall conversation in J?
Small talk. I think I'm bad with small talk.
Yeah. Okay. Then you and me both, we are bad with small talk. I complete the sentence. I live in a world where
people think they deserve to get what they have to work for.
Mm-hmm.
You get
I get you.
People think people always want to demand things. So I live in a world where young people feel like it's their right to do one, two. It's their right to get one, two, three. It's their right to get a grant because they got pregnant.
Entitlement.
Yes. It's their right to disrespect their parents because I wasn't there in your youth. It is their right to get their land back, but we don't want to get up in the morning and work. They always want to get things and they don't do anything for those things that they're demanding. So yeah, I live in a trash world.
Preach! Preach! Hallelujah! Wow. And last but not least, kimang palisa.
Yo. One.
Okay.
Okay, no. Let's not count. Palisa is a shyish, quietish girl.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of an introvert.
A bit.
Yeah. Until I get to know you,
that's an
then I'm not that. But yeah, I'm a shy girl. I'm driven, I'm motivated, I know what I want, and I'm not scared to go get it. I don't believe in that no word. If you say no to me, you're pushing me to go further. And until I get a yes, I'm a hard worker. I'm just passionate about life. I don't let what I am going through get me down or how I grew up determine where I'm going. I know where I'm going regardless of my background. I'm that girl.
Wow.
I'm just that girl.
Wow. I feel like I got to know you a whole lot better. With these last questions than I have
in the 6 months that we've been together.
It's so weird. But yeah, the time flies when you're having fun and it's time to wrap up.
Yes, babes.
Yeah, we don't know when we'll be back, but I can promise you that we will be back.
Because this is... our home.
Yes. We are the Two World Girls. You can hit us up on WhatsApp. What's the WhatsApp number?
079.
079.
748.
748.
2083. 2090.
Uvile now where? Sure. You know what this reminds me of? 2-2-Po-Tay. Hit us up on Twitter at the real underscore scoops.
Yep.
At Zim Tetwa,
yep.
At CliffCentral.com. And do best, tell a friend to tell their friend to tell their other friend to tell their other friend to download this podcast. Two woke girls! CliffCentral.com.